Hello friends, welcome to the 14th episode of Blue Jays Mike. My name is David, and today the Blue Jays are playing the Red Sox here at the Rogers Center. And there's good news. The Blue Jays are leading the Red Sox 3-0 heading into the top of the ninth. So instead of calling the bottom of the ninth today, I'll be calling the top of the ninth. I'm very excited about that. You know, the Blue Jays in the bottom of the second scored 3 runs. Couple of singles by Barney and Ezekiel Carrera to give the Jays a 3-0 lead. And Francisco Liriano tonight was dominant. Even though he didn't go deep into the ball game, he was still pretty dominant in 5 1/3 innings. He was lights out. And let's look at the stats here. He struck out 6 too, so so ZRA now is 5.11, and it's only going to go down as he pitches more games. So the great start by Liriano tonight. Biggini came in afterwards, so did Grilly, and now Roberto Osuna is coming in to close this game for the Blue Jays. And so let's begin. Let's see what happens. The Rogers Center again looks pretty empty. There's not a lot of fans here today. But if the Blue Jays win today's game, you might see more fans in the ballpark tomorrow. So, top of the ninth right now, Blue Jays are leading the Red Sox 3-0. And the batter now is the right-handed hitter, Hanley Ramirez, excuse me, who fouls it off to the backstop on that first pitch. 0-1 to count. Hanley today is 0-3. Ozuna waiting for Martin to show the signs. Ozuna nods. Ozuna pitches, and that was a ball that was down low. It hit the dirt, but Martin caught it, so it's now 1-1 to count. The 1-1 pitch again is down low. Almost looked like it hit the dirt, so it's the same pitch again to Hanley Ramirez, and it's now 2-1 to count. Hanley is waiting for Ozuna to wind up before he wiggles his bat. And Hanley swings at that pitch that was low and outside. His helmet fell off with that swing. So it was a pretty aggressive swing, and it's now 2-2 to count to Hanley Ramirez. Ozuna looks at the signs. Ozuna readies. Ozuna throws. And that pitch is fouled back. So the count is still 2-2. Ozuna gloves the ball, rubs the ball with his hands, puts the ball in his glove, looks at the signs from Martin and winds. He pitches, and that ball is grounded to Tulowitzki, who throws it to first, and it's in time, so Hanley Ramirez is retired here in the top of the ninth. One out. Ozuna looks at Martin, nods his head, touches the rim of his cap several times before getting back on the mound, and the batter now is Mitch Moreland, who takes a pitch that was low and inside, 1-0 to count. Moreland digs his feet into the plate. Moreland swings, and that's a line drive to left field. On a two-hopper, Ezequiel Carrera picks it up and throws it back to second. And that's a base hit here in the top of the ninth. So that was a really quick play by Carrera to throw the ball back into the infield. And that might have prevented Mitch Moreland from heading into second base. Yeah, that ball ricocheted off of the left field wall. But Carrera was able to pick it up just like that. And now... And that might have prevented a double. And the pitch to Xander Bogaerts is inside. That's a strike. 0-1 to count. Martin nods. Martin wants the pitch outside. And that pitch was outside. That was a strike, so it's now 0-2 to count to Xander Bogaerts. Ozuna swallows his frog. Ozuna sets. Ozuna throws, and that pitch was swung on and missed. That pitch was upstairs, but Bogaerts swung at that one. He wanted to foul it off. Instead, he strikes out. So that's the second out here in the top of the ninth. And so the Red Sox are now down to their last out. The Blue Jays are one out away from getting their third win of this season. And the batter now is Chris Young, who's 0-for-3 today. The set by Ozuna, and the pitch is fouled back. 0-1 to count. Ozuna puts the ball in his glove. Gibby crosses his arms at the dugout while looking at Ozuna. He's pretty calm right now. He just wants this game to be over. And it is over because Chris Young grounds it to the third baseman, who throws it to second. And just like that, the Blue Jays get the third win of this season. They beat the Red Sox by a final score of 3-0. So just like that, the Blue Jays win. And I think it's their first win at home this season. I mean, I could be wrong, but No, actually, it's their second win, excuse me, because Morales hit that walk-off home run last Saturday. So, it's their second win at home this season, and it's a pretty convincing win because Ozuna came in and shut down the Red Sox offense. So there you have it. The Blue Jays are now on a one-game winning streak. They are now 3-11. I feel pretty good about tonight's game. I feel really good. Not everyone today got hits. Kevin Pillar was the only Blue Jay who had multiple hits. He went 3-for-4 today. And the middle of the order didn't do much. Bautista was 0-for-4. Morales was 0-for-3. But the Blue Jays, they scored runs early in this game, and they took advantage of several errors by the Red Sox, and in the end they were able to get 3 runs out of it. So it's a good win today. The pitching was pretty good. Laureano was dominant. His slider was dominant. His slider was on point today, so an excellent job by Laureano, and let's continue this momentum moving forward. Let's try to beat Chris Sale tomorrow when he takes the mound for the Red Sox. So let's go Blue Jays. Let's get another win tomorrow. And with that said, that's it for today's episode of Blue Jays Mike. Blue Jays win by a final score of 3-0. And I'll see you guys tomorrow. Go Jays.